We talk again with another Food for All grant recipient chapter, this time Southwestern High School in Kentucky. First off, we hear from their chapter advisor, Rebecca French. And Rebecca, first, tell us a little bit about your chapter.
Okay, well, Southwestern FSA is located in Somerset, Kentucky. We have about 100 FSA members, some projects that they work on. We have the Food for All grant where the students actually raise, we have about 35 laying hens and veiny chickens that they raise and care for, and then we give those eggs to those charities. So there's that project. We're also looking at starting a butterfly garden in cooperation with the Youth Service Center here at Southwestern. And those are our two major projects that we're working on right now.
In terms of that Food for All grant and the project you are doing to receive that, how did that idea start?
So in our local community, we've noticed that when people go to food banks or food ministries for food donations, they really don't have a lot of fresh food to their access. So a lot of the food that they receive is packaged food or kind of a later dated food that comes from the store that they've donated. So the students that I work with recognize the need for these people to have access to kind of fresher foods to eat. So the idea came about to give them farm fresh eggs. So then I wrote the Food for All grant with some help from the students. And we given about 3,000 eggs to here or in Pulaski County to people in the Somerset area. We've worked with 8 families so far. Then they have started raising their own chickens and laying hens so they can use that as an additional income or so they can just have their own farm fresh eggs. It's had a huge impact on our community here and kind of the access and made people aware about the importance of farm fresh food.
Let's bring one of your students on board now, Mallory McDonald. Mallory, what's your role in your FFA chapter, and also what was your role in terms of this project that you guys are working on?
I'm the junior officer president for my FFA chapter, and for the Food for All grant, I helped with feeding the chickens and watering them and also maintaining their pens over at our ag center here at the school, and I also participated at the food drives and help pass out the eggs and other types of foods that were there.
You really get a sense of accomplishment after you've put in that work.
Yes, for sure. You feel like you've made a difference in other people's lives who maybe don't have the resources to change their surroundings, and you're able to do that for those people, and that's just a great opportunity.
Well, let's bring on another one of those FFA members, Jacob Patterson. And Jacob, tell us about your involvement in FFA as well, and the same with this project.
Well, I'm the junior officer vice president here at the chapter, and I helped out collecting the eggs at the center down there where we raise them. I also helped with sorting out the egg cartons and packaging the eggs into the cartons, and I also helped out at the food bank where they were delivered to the people. Every time you go in there, every one of them's got a smile on their face, and everybody there is just real happy to be helping out and just helping out the community, because we know that a lot of the people that you'd come through there, you realize a lot of these people are in need, and this is going to be the only food that you can help out with them. And they're just so thankful and they're so grateful that someone's been willing to give their time and their effort and their money to be able to come help them out in their time of need.
Well, thanks so much to both of you. Let's talk with your advisor again and tell us, what do you think that your students there are learning throughout this project?
Well, I hope that my students are learning kind of what it means to be like a servant leader, and being able to see how the impact that they can have on a certain people and kind of make them more humble and appreciate kind of what they have and show them like their civic responsibility to give back and help people in certain situations and try to do everything that you can to make sure that they get all their needs that they need.
And finally, you as the advisor, as you sit back and watch and obviously help with your students with this project, what do you see?
It just makes me realize that I work with some of the best students in our school. Their attitude towards this whole process and their attitude to wanting to help members of the community and their generosity of giving up their time to package the eggs, to clean the eggs, to sort the eggs, and then working with those families that we've helped start their own flocks, it kind of humbles me and makes me realize that I love teaching. And I love teaching agriculture because I have these opportunities to work with these great kids and to show them what it means to kind of be like a humble, responsible, civic person.
and kind of do their civic duties of volunteering and helping out others.
Well, thanks so much for all of you. Again, a 2015 recipient of an FFA Food for All grant, the Southwestern High School in Kentucky.